Our guest at the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Francis Dalby. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're getting ready to sort of revitalize your board. That's not the term, but you once a year you do a training.
Correct. We're required from United Way Worldwide for our membership to train our board members. It's always a good thing to train your board members. But we have the opportunity to have our guest from the United Way of Texas come and actually facilitate that training. And we open it up. We did this last year, so this will be the second year. We open it up to all nonprofit boards so that they have the opportunity to come and see exactly what a board member should be doing.
Mm-hmm. This is at 5:30 p.m. Tuesday, May 1st.
Yes.
And it's at your headquarters there on the west end of Lee Street.
We office in the senior center there on Lee Street, across from LP Waters, and it will be in that location, yes.
Uh-huh. So as you just already pointed out, it's one thing for you to train your board members, but you're taking in people from all other nonprofit organizations who want to come and learn about management of a nonprofit.
Exactly. So, and not only other nonprofits, but let's say there's somebody out there who's interested in becoming a board member for any nonprofit in the county. This is a great opportunity for them to come and find out what that looks like. There'll be other nonprofits there. There's a chance to network, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And am I right that you could still use some board members for the United Way?
Always looking for primarily board members from outside of Greenville so that we have a good reflection of the entire county. But yes, we are always looking for good board members.
Hmm. How many board members do you have now?
We're currently sitting around 8, but we'd like to be about 12 or 14.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So quite a few more.
We'd like that, yes.
And are all 8 from Greenville?
Not currently.
But a
majority are.
A large number.
Celeste, Caddo Mills, those kind of, Wolf City, Quinlan area, we'd love to have board members from there.
I think you would have some people from Wolf City and Quinlan as active as the United Way has been there in the last couple of years.
You know, the big thing is our board meetings are once a month and they are in Greenville, but we've started to do FaceTime so that our board members don't necessarily have to come to Greenville. So think about that.
Oh, you do meetings, sort of virtual meetings.
Well, we FaceTime the members who can't make it into Greenville.
Cool. Telemeetings, I guess you could call it. Well, that is good. We're talking with Francis Dalby, and Francis is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. And coming up on Tuesday, May 1st, are having a training session for United Way board members, but really anyone interested in nonprofit work.
Absolutely.
I guess would be the way to put that. Fella coming to talk is Greg Bennett, and he's from the State United Way organization.
Correct. Yes.
Tell me a little bit about him.
Well, Greg is primarily in charge of statewide projects. So one of the things that he does is the state and federal campaigns. So he's involved in a lot of the resource development for the university is a part of that.
What are some things that you get into? Well, what do board members of the United Way or board members of any nonprofit organization need to know? What kind of things are they going to be
primarily two things I think are important to know. As a board member, you are responsible for steering the ship. It's not necessarily that you're there hoisting the bow and all of that stuff, but you're responsible for the direction the ship is moving.
Hoisting the bow.
Isn't that
I don't know. I have to look that one up. Sounds good, though. We'll go with it.
Hopefully that's a nautical term. I'm not sure.
I get the idea.
So the primary thing is to steer the ship. That's the most important. Yeah. The second thing is your responsibility as a board member extends to financial, fiduciary, however you want to say that, responsibilities. So if you're a nonprofit that you're a member of the board, happens to do something, whether intentionally or unintentionally, that has a negative effect, you're responsible for that if you don't have directors and officers insurance. So that I would challenge anyone who's interested in serving on a board to ask that question first. Do you have D&O insurance?
Hmm.
Because then if somebody does something stupid, whether intentionally or unintentionally, you're not personally responsible.
D&O insurance.
D&.
Oh, D&.
Directors and officers insurance.
And who do you buy that from?
We use Steve Ramsey there in Greenville.
So it can be just a regular commercial?
Insurance, yes. Anyone that does business insurance.
And is it very expensive?
It's very reasonable, yeah. I think, for the peace of mind of knowing that, you know, my board members would not be sued if something happened.
Yeah. So again, this is Tuesday, May 1st, 5:30 p.m. at your place.
We'll have a light dinner, and the training will actually start at 6.
And at this, we should say this is not going to be an extended thing. It goes well into the night.
No. It's very hit the high points.
Maybe an hour and a half or so.
Hour and a half,
not
yes,
like
sir.
That. Okay. Francis, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Francis Dalby, the Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.